how tells Beetlejuice.
What a day for a Netherworld picnic. I can't wait to see what you brought for us to eat, Beetlejuice.
Well, for starters, there's corn on the slob. The main course is macaroni salad. And for dessert, strawberry snort cakes.
Mmm, all my favorites. Oh, Beetlejuice, you told me the Netherworld weatherman said it was going to be sunny.
He did, babes. He just didn't know the prince would be coming out of his castle today.
Ah, the lush greenery and peaceful pastures as Mother Nature blooms with life. So unlike the barren reaches of my empty heart.
She a bummer or what?
Gee, a prince who has lightning and thunder following him all the time must have dark and mysterious powers. What's his name? Something spooky, I'll bet.
Hate to disappoint you, babes, but the name's Prince Vince. And there's no mystery about him. He just needs to lighten up.
Oh, look. One of the prince's men is putting up an announcement. Help wanted. Court jester desperately needed to cheer up Prince Vince. Apply at castle immediately.
Whoa, how? They need a jester, eh? Well, being a court jester is right up my alley! I'm a shoo-in! And then, as the prince's favorite prankster, I'll be able to get away with playing pranks on...
On who, Beetlejuice?
On everybody!
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary.
Is he a bummer or what?
Well, we've seen 12 applicants for court jester so far, and Prince Vince never even cracked a smile. If we don't find some solution to the prince's problem soon, we're all going to catch pneumonia.
Another applicant for jester, sire. It's Beetlejuice.
Hi, how you doing?
Ew! Gross!
Yo, Prizzerino! It's showtime! Thrill as I breakdance! Juggle! While spinning my head around! Alright, alright! Did you hear the one about the man who was sawed in half? He crossed the road to get to his other side. Get it? Hey, how about I put Gila monsters down everybody's pants?
Oh, oh my. Oh.
That always makes me laugh.
Beetlejuice, you promised to watch The Bride of Frankenstein with me.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Yeah, sure, your juriness. Prince Lydia. Lydia, Prince Vince.
Pleased to meet you, Your Highness.
Highness? No. Lowness would be more fitting, Lydia.
Then let's get back to making you cheery instead of dreary.
Beetlejuice, we gotta get going.
Sweet Lydia, stay.
Sorry, Yura. Lowness. Take a rain check.
Lydia, she is the earth, the sky, and I am but a dark cloud on her horizon.
Is he a bummer or what?
I'm so tired, I'm even gonna skip thinking about brushing my teeth. Whoa! Better turn on my fright light. Ay-yoop!
Open up in the name of the prince.
No. I must be dreaming. Believe me, your bleakness. I didn't know that doorknob I sold the royal doorman was from the other side of the royal door.
Huh?
And hey, you gotta believe me. I didn't mean to drop that elephant on the royal cook. It slipped!
Beetlejuice, ever since I met your friend Lydia, I've been so unhappy.
What were you before, the good humor man?
Please, you must help me find a way to win Lydia's heart.
You gotta be the luckiest prince I know! Listen, make me your jester, and I'll be your Lydia expert.
Done.
I'm here to serve!
I have composed this sonnet. What do you think? You are a dark and distant star, forever out of my tortured soul's reach. Float down from the heavens and release me, I beseech.
Forget it, old prince of precipitation. Lydia doesn't go for that drip of stuff. If you want to win Lydia's heart, you gotta be gross. Do something that'll raise a few eyebrows. You know, like blow earthworms out of your nostrils.
What?
Besides that, you gotta be a little on the strange side, you know what I mean?
Well, I...
Like, take her to a cave filled with bats at midnight.
But just a Beetlejuice. I don't even have a date with her yet.
Oh, yeah? Okay, come on. I'll show you exactly what to do. The first thing you should do is buy Lydia a bizarre and unusual gift. Something she'll really love. Like that bat necklace in the window. Then, when she thanks you for the gift, invite her to see the latest Netherworld monster movie.
The Monster Tongue That Ate Chicago?
I love that book. Now, when you're at the movie, tell her hair is as black as a burned-out frying pan.
Huh?
And her eyes are like pools of mosquito-infested swamp water.
Swamp water?
That's right! I promise you, Lydia's heart will be like a glob of mush in your hands.
I came as soon as I could, Beetlejuice. What was it you wanted to tell me?
The prince heard you were coming, and he just thought he'd stop by and give you a little gift.
It almost looks real.
Come on, come on, come on.
Lydia, would you like to go with me to see the, Monster Tongue That Ate Chicago?
Why, sure, I'd love to.
You would? Well, then I'll pick you up at 6.
You're doing great, kid. Here's that nose full of worms. Save those guys for later.
Well?
Well, what?
What was it you wanted to tell me?
Oh, that! I just wanted you to meet the new court jester for the court of Prince Vince.
Really? Well, congratulations, Beetlejuice. I've always known you were funny.
You said it! And soon, every stuck-up stuff shirt in the Netherworld is gonna find out just how funny I am!
Then again, funny doesn't really say it all.
Boy, do I have to liven up this party.
Yes!
Wow, Prince Vince, I really like your dinner entertainment.
Am I best of the jesters or what?
You are indeed, my friend.
What was the name of that movie again?
The Tongue That Ate Chicago.
I loved the book.
I must say, it'll be a delightful change of pace to have the prince away for a while.
Yes, maybe our clothes will finally have a chance to dry out.
Surely I jest!
A little sub, and I'll be my handsome old self again. Beetlejuice, you're responsible for this! Guard!
Hey! I'm just practicing so I can entertain Prince Rain in your ear.
I'll have you thrown in the deepest, darkest dungeon.
Sounds like fun.
Without bread, without water, without beetles.
Oops, can't make it. Have an appointment at the ugly parlor. Anyway, it's obvious you've forgotten something, pal. I am the royal jester. Wouldn't want to upset my good friend, Prince Vince, now, would we? Might cause a flood around here. Besides, that wig looks like it ought to get up and crawl away.
He's a bigger pain than the prince.
I know, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Ooh, a wide screen movie theater.
A freak preview of Scumming Attractions!
Oh, I forgot to tell you. This is a double depressing feature. First, we get to see the four-hour epic, The Crying Clown. I've been dying to see it. How about you?
Yeah, sure.
Pepperoni!
Would you like an onion chip, Lydia?
No thanks.
Mozzarella! Anchovies!
What's cooking?
Nothing for you, Beetlejuice.
Ow! Hey! You know me. I get my fingers into everything.
Well, the first movie was pretty sad, but that monster movie was worth the wait. This is it, Prince Vince. The door to my world.
Lydia?
Yeah?
I want to tell you that your hair is as black as a burnt-out frying pan, and your eyes are like deep pools of swamp water.
Oh, that's very funny. You have a sense of humor just like Beetlejuice. I like that.
Well, then you had a good time.
Oh, yes, I had a wonderful time.
You think you had a wonderful time? I had so much fun, I may have to be de-giggled. Hey, babes, glad you're ready to go out. I've got our whole afternoon planned. First...
Gee, I'm real sorry, Beetlejuice, but I have a date with Prince Vince.
Babes, since Prince Vince made me his jester, I can get away with any prank I want, on anyone I want. It's a dream come true.
Good for you, Beetlejuice. You've taught the prince how to be fun. He's not very funny yet, but he's getting better.
Ribbit.
Thanks, Beetlejuice. Bye.
Oh, no. How can I be so stupid? I taught that pathetic little potentate how to act like me, and now he wants to be Lydia's best friend. Thinks he can take her away from me, does he?
Miniature ghoul golf, my favorite sport.
Lydia, I've arranged a surprise for you.
Lydia, I've arranged a surprise for you.
Look, I had a royal balloon releaser release some very special balloons.
What a sweet thing to do.
Yuck! He's mushier than moldy oatmeal.
Oh, Prince Vince, I like the fireworks even better than the balloons. You're getting funnier every day.
I know you're out there, Beetlejuice. Thanks for the help.
I'm gonna scare the fun right out of this date.
Prince Vince is sure no fun places to go.
Why, thank you, Lydia.
Who am I kidding? He's a prince. I'm a punk. He's filthy rich. I'm just filthy. Think I'll go and eat some worms. Here I am, the Neither World's number one court jester, but I sure don't feel like jesting. I don't even feel like digesting.
Sapolipopette, what a room! This room is so big, it could easily be a gymnasium.
Wow, what a great floor for tap dancing.
And it's so high, I don't even hit my head.
You're welcome to come here and use my hall whenever you like.
Really?
All right!
This is wonderful, Prince Vince. I want all my friends to be your friends, too.
Lydia, you must know how I feel about you.
Lydia, you must know how I feel about you.
The time has come for me to ask. Would you be my princess?
What?
We'll rule the Netherworld together.
Dear Prince Vince, you're really a wonderful person, and I do like you very much. But I'm just not ready for princessdom. I just want to enjoy being myself and have fun with you and Beetlejuice and all my other friends.
Friends? You just want to be friends? Love's labor lost.
Come on, Prince Vince. It's not that bad. Just think of all the fun we'll have. Think of all the new friends you've made.
I guess you're right, Lydia. I have had fun, and there isn't any reason for it to end, is there?
Of course not.
Come on. I'm going to treat all my new friends to a soda at the freaky food shop.
Hey! wait for me, babes! I want to come too! After all, we're all palsy-walsy around here, aren't we?
Oh, don't look so innocent, Beetlejuice.
What?
You didn't fool me for a minute, trying to mess up our date.
Hey, what's a gigantic werewolf head between friends?
Prince Vince, we've all signed a petition.
We want that miserable excuse for a court jester arrested and hung by his toes.
Would it be all right if I just fired him instead?
Not so fast, Prince Marino. That toes thing sounds like fun.
Prince Vince, you're laughing.
Why, so I am. Funny, isn't it?
Ha ha ha!